you wish you can make money and earn a living doing what you love? Are you tired of constantly jumping on the next business venture that makes overnight promises? Or maybe you're currently building someone else's dream, working a 9-to-5. I'm Shauna Parker, and I'm a life coach who helps everyday people just like you figure out how to make a living doing what you love, whether that is to bake cupcakes for a living or simply be able to read books and share with others what you have learned. You can be, do, and have anything as long as you have the right mindset, habits, and yes, faith. So grab a notebook and your favorite pen because, friend, it's time to take action. Today, I'm going to share with you two ways to recognize your limiting beliefs. Believing in ourselves and our abilities is crucial to achieving success in life. Yet, so many people struggle with self-doubt and limiting beliefs to the point it's holding them back from pursuing their dreams. And I don't know about you, but my own limiting beliefs held me back for way too long. The first step to believing that something is possible is to recognize that limiting beliefs are just that, beliefs. They aren't facts and they can be changed. I once did this exercise and it changed the game for me. I know I will probably say that a lot throughout this podcast, but it's true. When someone asks me what changed my life, I can't give them just one thing because it has literally been several exercises, several thoughts, and several ahas over the years. Did you know that when the Bible talks about renewing your mind, it's actually a daily exercise? Think about it. Even Jesus took time to renew his mind daily. So once I did this exercise, it made me realize just how powerful the words that we say and the thoughts that we think really are. To illustrate this, I'm going to add a video to my Instagram story today. If you don't follow me, you can find my Instagram handle in the show notes. And if you're listening to this episode at a later date, you can find the video in my Instagram highlights under podcast. Okay, so you're going to need another person to help you with this. I want you to hold your arm out and I want you to have someone push down on your arm as you resist saying your name. So for example, I would hold my arm out and I would have my son pushing down on my arm as I say, my name is Shauna. What's going to happen is you're going to be able to resist because you're telling the truth. Now I want you to do the same thing again. Hold your arm out and have someone push down while you're saying your name is and give a fake name. So like hold my arm out and I will say, my name is Sam. What's going to happen is your arm will become weak and they will be able to push down because you're lying. When we lie, our muscles go weak. This is also true when we lie to ourselves and we say things like, I can't do something like make money doing what I love. Okay, so here's the really fun part. Put your arm out again, and this time I want you to think of a goal that you set, but you didn't reach it. So close your eyes, and once you have this in mind, I want you to nod your head so that your partner knows to push down. Notice what happened? You lost strength and they were able to push your arm down. Now close your eyes again and think of something that you did have success at. Once you have it, nod so that your partner knows to push down on your arm. What happened? Did you have more strength to resist? Okay, one more. Close your eyes and imagine you are in a room full of people. A room full of people that are booing you. They're saying things like, you can't do this. You'll never be able to. And just insert whatever it is that you believe people are saying to you. And maybe these people have said this to you. So nod once you have this in your mind, and again, so that your partner knows to push down on your arm. What happened? I bet your arm went down pretty fast, huh? Now, I want you to do the same thing again, but this time I want you to imagine a room full of people who are encouraging you and cheering you on. Nod your head once you have it in your mind. I guarantee you were able to resist and you feel the difference. But why is that? It's because when you say things like, I can't, you are actually lying to yourself and others. When you focus on your failures instead of your successes, and you surround yourself with discouraging people instead of encouraging people, it's actually having a physical effect on your body. Because our thoughts create our feelings, and our feelings create the actions that we take and sometimes don't take, that determines our outcome or our result. What we just did is called the kinesiology demonstration, and it's actually a fancy term for just muscle testing. But this is a great way to recognize your limiting beliefs. It also proves that it's important to be aware of our surroundings and who we're surrounding ourselves with. The second way that you can test your limiting beliefs is to replace I can't with I don't. So for example, I can't make money doing what I love. I would replace it with I don't want to make money doing what I love. I know this sounds crazy, but just bear with me. It turns out that the language we use can have a big impact on our mindset and our behavior. So saying I don't instead of I can't can make a world of difference. I don't is a statement of empowerment. It's a choice that you make yourself. But on the other hand, I can't implies that someone else or something is in control. Research has shown that using I don't can actually help you stick to your goals. In one study, participants who were instructed to say I don't when faced with the temptation were more likely to choose the better option. In fact, 64% of those who used I don't chose the better option, while only 39% of those who used I can't did. Therefore, the next time that you are faced with a tough decision, try using I don't instead of I can't. It might just give you the boost of empowerment that you need to make the right choice for yourself. That's all I have for today. Be sure to follow me on Instagram and be sure to watch that video on the arm exercise. As always, I'm going to leave you with a thought. Belief is a choice. Real quick, before you go, if you got value or learned something new, would you mind leaving me a review on Apple Podcasts? This helps others to find the podcast so that they too can make money doing what they love. And remember, with the right mindset, habits, and faith, the possibilities are endless. Need help figuring it all out? Then you're going to want to check out my How to Make Money Doing What You Love Masterclass. Check the show notes to learn more.